Track 1.9.
Good morning. This is Desperate Measures, our programme for young people with young people. We have three of them on the show. We gave each of them today's question 3 minutes ago, so they've had time to think a bit. The person with the most original and humorous answer is the Desperate Measures champion of the week. And today's question is, imagine you are in an awkward situation. How do you get out of it? And here we go. Our first guest is Dawn.
Hi.
Hi, Dawn. Give us your answer. You've got 30 seconds.
If you have food in your mouth, no one can expect you to speak. It would even be rude to talk with your mouth full, wouldn't it? So, remember to take a snack with you wherever you go. Just imagine you are in class and your teacher has asked you a question, but you're stuck and can't answer it. That can be awful, right? But you don't need to feel ashamed. Just stuff your face with things to eat, chips, fruit, chewing gum, whatever you have. And if you want to be absolutely safe, put toffees in your mouth. At least 7 and...
Lovely answer. I remember eating a sandwich during a maths class once because I was so hungry. I regret doing it as the teacher saw me and told me off. And now we have Philip. Hello.
Hi.
Philip, give us your answer. You've got 30 seconds.
When was the last time you were in an awkward situation? Wasn't it awful? I'm sure it was. But did you have a choice? Yes, you did. It's your own fault. Want to know why? Because the only way of getting out of an awkward situation is not to get into it. So here's my point. Never leave your room again. Just stay inside forever. If you stay in your room forever, you'll never get into any embarrassing situations in your whole life anymore. Nothing to regret.
Sorry, Philip, but I regret to tell you that you've run out of time. And now our third guest on the show, Amanda. Give us your answer. You've got 30 seconds.
Imagine you're in a shopping centre, hanging out with some friends, and suddenly you can see someone you want to avoid. You can try pretending that you don't feel awkward, but it won't work. But don't worry, playing dead is a simple trick. Try to find a place where you can sit down and pretend you're asleep. It's always worked for me. As long as you have your eyes closed, you and the other person can't see each other. And there's one more point. This strategy gives you a chance to relax and gain energy for the rest of the day.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Amanda. And thanks too to Philip and Dawn. And now it's time to go.